Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. It's been a fun July, everybody. Tiffany, this podcast is posting here the day after my birthday, so there you go.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to tell everyone how old you're going to be? Or
well, they can probably guess. 41. I made a big deal about it last year at 40. 41. For some reason, 41
actually... I just put you on the spot. I'm so sorry.
I don't care. Honestly, 41 seems a little harder to me than 40. I think the buildup to 40 was so much that I was like, man, who cares? Now I'm like 41. I'm now... It turns out you keep on going.
You do 40, keep on going.
You keep on going, and the ages keep going up. So, anyways.
You can still say early 40s.
Early.
For a while.
Oh, very.
So, there you go.
I'm doing that till 44. Great. Okay. Yeah. We've been talking about checking on the year that you've had so far and pivoting if you need to with your financial goals. One of the goals that everyone always has, I feel like, come January is this is the year the estate plan is going to get done. And I would venture to guess, just knowing statistics as I do about this, that a lot of people have still left that either undone, underdone, or just not fully realized yet. So let's motivate people again today, right?
Yeah, it's not fun to talk about death.
Nope.
So I think that right there, it makes it difficult.
And I just have to talk about being 41,
like, nope.
so.
Exactly. But I think the opportunity cost of not going that route, of not doing any, if you don't have a plan... There is a plan, and you probably don't like what it says.
It's the government's plan.
It's the government's plan. Exactly. So that's kind of what we say. And once you have it set, it's not like you need to rewrite it every year. I would say review it on a regular basis. Things change, as we talked about on one of our earlier podcasts, right? If there's a family dynamics, new people born, some people pass away. So
there's new laws all the time.
New laws all the time. So there are reasons there will need to be updates over time. But I think, it's really important. Are your wills in place, powers of attorney for health care, for property, if you've got trusts, all of that needs to be set up, especially if you have young children. So I'm looking at you right now. Make sure there's guardians in place.
Right. Yeah.
Should something happen to the two of you. Again, so they're not always the easiest conversations to have, but it can really have an impact on your family should something happen to you and how what you might not want to happen will come to fruition if it goes by state law.
I think people don't like the cost of a living trust sometimes. They don't really get, they're like, why am I paying a lawyer a couple thousand dollars to do this? And I always have to remind them myself when that thought pops in, that cost in probate to your kids is going to be astronomically higher.
Astronomically higher.
I mean, the lawyer's fees alone, let alone who's going to get all that money before you get it, the hands it has to go through, then the taxes that maybe you left on the table because you didn't do it the right way, or you decided to like gift your kids the house and they lost the step up in basis that they would get from the trust. I mean, there's so many things that even if it costs $5,000 now, it's going to save you so much in the long run, save your family and their kids that much.
And honestly, if you've never been through the process, I think what people don't know or understand is, titling of assets is a huge deal in that regard, too. So talking with your advisor and your attorney, if something were to happen to the two of you, if you're in a partnership, who has access to those funds when something happens to you? So and you need immediate dollars to start paying for, unfortunately, funeral expenses and things like that, or if decisions need to be made medically, if you're unfortunately, if you can't make them for yourself, like that's just a very emotional and trying time for a family anyway. So then to have to kind of worry about that financial aspect just puts a whole nother layer on top of it. It's a really, really difficult time.
I think you're right that people that have been through it, like if their parents, like this happened to my parents, right? They had to be the kind of sort through both of their parents's estates. And I think they were pretty lined up okay, but even then still, I don't think they were in trusts. It caused a lot of issues and, not fighting, but there's always disagreements between family members about things. Not that a trust will stop any of that, but at least it'll be on paper beforehand and it's clear what the wishes were, right? There's ways to like avoid your kids from ripping each other's hair out too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's important too to use that time to remember, we talked on last week's show about 401ks and retirement plans and the like, but beneficiary designations, they can change over time. So you for sure want to make sure those are up to date.
Yeah, you don't want your ex-wife getting all of it because you forgot to change it.
That would not be ideal.
She'll love it.
I think that's a very important one as well. The other thing we've seen a lot of over the last couple of years, for sure, is digital assets. So if you have any crypto assets, any online accounts, family photos in the cloud, how do people access those?
That's a great point, the photos.
So
what is the answer? Just a booklet of passwords? Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you kind of need to have information somewhere. So just as, I mean, just personally, we have our estate plan. My husband and I know where it is, but, you know, the next person down the line, our successor trustee, also has a copy of that estate plan. Our attorney, who's listed and with a phone number, has a copy, right? So making sure that it's somewhere, and I would list that with, you know, keep it with your estate plan. Some people have digital vaults online as well. Again, someone just needs to know where to access it and what the password is to get into it. So wherever you keep it, just make sure that whoever is your successor has access to that information.
Mm. You give me a lot to chew on now that I'm 41. Anything else on this one, or are we good on our mid-year checkup?
I think in addition to estate plan, I would also say that's a really good time to look at insurance. Again, all of this sounds, we're talking about it every week, but you know, you don't have to do 10 hours of diving into all of this. It's really just a quick review. Does this all still make sense? Same from the insurance
Your life insurance.
Is everything still needed? Is there any reason you might need additional dollars? When does the term end? Are you sure of your expiration dates? Again, looking at beneficiary designations. So it's you know, just a review of all of that.
Okay, Tiffany, you really wrapped it up nicely. We got a lot to look forward to here the rest of the year. Just take some time. I like that you said that you don't have to eat the whole thing at once, just like little bites at a time.
No, because it's daunting, right? This is what I do, and it's daunting to think about all of, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do all of that? So set aside an hour here, an hour there, to just kind of dig into each one of these separately and make sure that you're on track.
I'm exhausted talking about it.
So. I'm not, because I love it, but...
Most people would be. Yeah, right. If you need Tiffany's help or anyone over at Mesro, and why not? And that's the other thing. You guys will help walk people through this. You've got checklists.
We do check-ins with our clients. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I need that little reminder. Okay. 877-MESRO, Mesro.com. Tiffany, we'll talk soon. Nice job in July.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to be back.
Chat with all of you listeners of this podcast in August. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesro at 877-MESIROW.